All right, tonight's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care. So, Doc, do we have you in? Are you there, Doc?
Doc.
Hello, Doc.
Doctor. Doctor, doctor.
You know, there's a number of songs we come up with. Dr. Del Toro, are you there? Okay, we're trying to reach him on the phone. Gotcha.
He might be with a patient right now, guys, so you know you have to understand that.
Hey, yeah. You know what? He could be saving a life.
No, that is possible. He could be saving a life. If he's performing CPR, I doubt he can talk to us right now. Just throwing that out there.
Did you get any good at reading like x-rays out on the field?
Oh, man. I actually try to stay away from those things, man. You know, I feel like it's bad luck if you're looking at them too long.
I used to look at them all the time.
Well, see? Yeah, man. And it happened to your hair.
That was good.
Oh, punches.
Now, I want you to know, though, I'm 58. How old are you?
Oh, man, you going to call me out on...
I'm just going to say you're closing fast.
I'm 28, man. Stop that, man.
30 years my junior.
Hey, I'm going to stay out of that. I'm going to stay out of that. That's between y'all.
We got a hippie here.
Yeah, man. This guy, huh?
I'm staying that. That's between y'all.
Look. Yeah, man, you know... Oh, man, with the x-rays, the MRIs, I definitely have...
You stay away from
them? Yeah, I try to stay away from them, but obviously, with this profession, you definitely see them, and sometimes you're able to tell the doctor before he even tells you, like, oh, yeah, that's a break. Oh, no, that's not that bad. Oh, that way, all a little inflammation right there. Oh, it's not that bad. So
he's dead serious, too.
Yeah. You see it enough, man, you can just tell, yeah.
Dr. Del Toro, are you here?
Yeah.
Are you paging?
Oh, hey.
Are you there, Doc?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Here we go.
It's good to have you. You're on with Arthur Motes, Marcus Wheaton, and, of course, myself, Greg Wolfley. And we are glad to have you on. This is Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care from the Orthopedic Group. Now, Doctor, we just saw number 7 get himself whacked, take a little shot in the knee, and now they're talking about trimming the meniscus. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So the meniscus, there's some echo. You guys hear the echo?
Hello? You hear a little echo.
Okay, we got too much echo.
Yeah. All right. So the meniscus is a substance that serves to deepen the contact forces of that joint, and then it transfers the load from the top of the leg to the bottom of the leg. And then when you flex or extend the knee, or you're rotating the knee, it serves to stabilize the knee. So that's what the meniscus does. Very important structure in the knee.
Okay. Now, I have a question about the meniscus, Doc. So why is it that, you know, they say that you can simply trim it? I mean, when I think of trimming, I think of, you know, cutting some paper. Like, oh, let me just trim a little bit off and make it all pretty and better again. Like, how are you able to do that, but with the ACL or MCL, for example, those type of procedures don't work?
Yeah, so the meniscus is real interesting. Part of the meniscus has a lot of good blood flow to it, and that blood flow allows it to heal. And then another part of the meniscus does not have very good blood flow, so those areas... you typically can't repair. There's a difference between repairing a meniscus and removing some meniscus. Most of the time, you want to save as much meniscus as possible. Back in the day, when Wolf was playing, they used to take out tons and tons of meniscus, and then a lot of those folks would get a lot of arthritis. Now we know that we want to keep as much meniscus as possible. So it's not always feasible to repair. In those cases, you remove meniscus, but you want to keep as much as possible in there. The removal of the meniscus allows you to get back to play sooner rather than the repair. The repair takes a lot longer to get back to play.
So is it possible to remove the meniscus entirely?
You don't want to do that. It has been done in the past. And what you do at that time is then you uncover the cartilage underneath where the meniscus sits, and you set up the patient for a lot of arthritis down the line. So you don't want to remove it totally. You want to trim whatever's torn and leave the rest as intact as possible. So they're doing a lot of these meniscus sparing procedures to try to spare as much meniscus as possible.
Okay. Now, Dr. Del Toro, I need a technical question here. If there's more than one of the meniscuses, do you refer to it as meniscuses or menisci? I mean, come on.
You know,
is this plural or singular?
That's right. Yeah, menisci is plural. Meniscuses is not correct. But you know what? This is
says you.
Just whatever you want.
Now, based on what I've understood thus far, is there are two major kinds of reconstructions that I heard, or something like that, a displaced bucket handle tear and a reduced bucket handle tear.
Get technical then.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, I'm just not.
You went to medical school, didn't you?
Oh, you know, well, I walked by it on the campus.
Hey, that counts for something. Yeah, that counts for something. Yeah.
So what say you, Doc?
Yeah, so, there's different types of meniscal tears. And yes, you're correct about the different bucket handle tears. And basically, it refers to where that little, so the piece of meniscus, the direction in which it's torn, or if part of it is flipped up into the knee. But for the most part, you know, in the general population, you want to sort of be as careful as possible with what you do with the meniscus. Elite athletes, it's a different story. So to get Ben back to play, Doc Bradley and those guys are doing whatever they can to get him back to play quickly. If that meniscus is causing pain, the easiest thing to do is to trim some of it and then allow that to heal and get him back to play.
All right. Okay. So I'm hearing you, Doc. I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. When
is my quarterback coming back? That's the question everybody wants to know right now. When is he coming back?
So, probably 2 to 4 weeks after this type of surgery, if the rehab is appropriate, which we know it will be, probably 2 to 4 weeks to get him back to play. And that's why you remove some of that meniscus rather than repair it. If you were to have a repair right now, that's a long, long, long time. You're non-weight bearing for a while. You can't walk on it, so... 2 to 4 weeks.
Should I give him some of my candy? Because I know candy helps with hamstrings, so should I give him some candy for the meniscus? Because I got extra gummy bears. In my backpack. Just let me know.
It comes back to the German potato salad. That's what I think you should
do. Now, Doc, can you tell us what you know about bone bruises in the shoulder or the knee?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bone bruises. So whenever you have an injury... and the bone moves in that joint. So, for example, if you have an ACL injury or if you have a labral injury of the shoulder, ACL of the knee, labrum in the shoulder, that ball can move in the socket a little bit, and you can get a bruise of that bone where it bumps up against something, and the bone bleeds a little bit, and that's what the bone bruise is. It's very, very, very painful. When you have an ACL injury, for example, you always have this very typical bone bruise pattern that you see on an MRI. So bone bruises can be very painful, and they too take a while to heal.
So you know, if there isn't if there isn't a tear of the labrum or the ACL in the knee, how long would that healing process take?
The bone bruise, it's person-dependent, but anywhere between 2 and 6 weeks, somewhere in there. It depends on pain tolerance. It depends on that, too.
Right.
Some people can get out there a little bit more quickly on the bone bruise.
So how come when I asked you, it hurts when I do this, you said don't do that?
That's the key, just don't do it, right?
Doc, thank you so very much. I hope someday you will come in and do the show live here with Arthur, Marcus, and myself.
I'm going to have 100 questions. I'm going to bring all of my MRIs and x-rays. Yeah. You're going to be my second opinion doctor when I see you. I'm just throwing that out there, okay?
Listen, before the season's over, I'll come over and do it live, mainly because I want to eat. Whatever you got
to have. All right.
Thank you so
much. As
long
as we get you here.
All right. That's Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care with the Orthopedic Group. Doc, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys. Stay healthy.
You too.
You betcha. All right, let's go to break right now. We'll be right back. 102.5 WDBE.
Hear what's happening with the Steelers directly from the players themselves this year at Giant Eagle Market District. Join them each week at any one of